Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Sweet 16, baby. They talking. Let's go.
I'm brainless, different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the rainman, my nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking, fucked up ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to, but dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes at niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. So they got me.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I'm just cautious now. Woo! Let the madness begin. Man, it's March 24th, 2014. Man, you in the asylum with your boy, the host, L Boogie. You already know I got my cellmate, producer, co-host of the show. What the deal, T-Roy? How was your weekend, man?
Man, you know what my weekend was like. It didn't start off good, and it definitely didn't end off good. Come on, Tennessee. Come on. Tennessee. Dayton. You just let Dayton run your ball. Come on, man. I just don't understand with these boys, these lower seeds making it in advance. And, man, you know we always had that sweet Cinderella that needs that glass slip on the foot. But why does it have to be this year? Mercer, how did you just do Duke like that and then show up against Tennessee? That's what I don't want to say. NFL news, Terrell Bryce say he won't out. I can't take it. I want to be gone. What is going on? A lot of coaches looking to grab some jobs, some college jobs that are open right now. Your boy Jim Calhoun from UConn say, hey, man, you know I'm from Boston. I'm from that Boston area. Get me down there at Boston College. Your boy Ben Howland, that used to be the coach at UCLA. Buzz Williams say, all right, Marquette, I love being there, but since I ain't had D-Wade, since I ain't had Blue, it's been a while. It's been a while since I've been to the tournament, so I'm going to take my talents elsewhere. So Buzz Williams, that was the coach of Marquette, has decided to take his talents on down to Virginia Tech. So Ben Howland say, hey, don't forget about me. I used to have UCLA in that tournament every year that I coached at UCLA before y'all let me go. So, hey, holla at me. I'm ready. So it's a couple of coaches out there looking to get some jobs, fill some spots, you know. But then again, there are some guys who are moving on. You know what I mean? You got to get that. And on a better note, your boy, Archie Miller, for the Dayton Flyers. Gets that extension, L Boogie. Is it like that, L Boogie? You take a mid major to the second round, and you get a raise.
I know you smell the money.
I mean, that was quick. Big ups to you, Archie Miller. Unfortunately, this will be your last week. But it's all good. You made a nice little run, homie. Sweet 16, you couldn't do worse than that, man. So congratulations to your Archie Miller and your Flyers from Dayton, doing what you're doing the unthinkable over the weekend. You know what I mean? So I know we're going to get to a lot of it, L Boogie. You know, my bracket got a lot of X's on it, man. I don't understand why the teams that I had on my bracket couldn't win like they were supposed to, man. They didn't want me to win the $250 million. Is it impossible to have the perfect bracket, L Boogie? Is it impossible to have the perfect bracket, L Boogie? Let me ask you that.
That's the street question of the night. Is it possible to have the perfect bracket of the men's NCAA basketball tournament? And I'm going to tell you like this, bro. Hell no! There will not be a perfect bracket ever. And I can say that. I don't think there's ever been a perfect bracket. And you know, the daunting thing about it is that one day there will be, because of this parity situation, a 16 beating a 1. Law of average. One day.
Man, that one day going to be in 2058. It ain't going to never happen no time soon. They start off hot, but they finish off slow. It be cold. They can't be breaking. Yeah, you know that 16 can't be the one.
Wow, what the deal, world? You let us know. You call in 347-855-8896. Man, just want to let you know, man, big up to our man out there in Atlanta, Georgia, AJ. Global Network 1, 365 Live. Let us continue. Let's break the brackets down, Ro. And I'm going to tell you this. On my bracket, 10 out of the 16 made it. Wow. At least I got over half. But I tell you this. In the South, only one of the teams that I picked made it, and that was Florida. Florida, UCLA, playing in the first game. You have Dayton and Stanford.
You got
academic All-American playing against Ohio players.
Now, that's
the Dayton Flyers.
That's a pill. That's Pippins right there. You know what I'm saying? Two teams that I didn't pick to make it this far, and I'm almost like you, but I did have UCLA, a Pac-12 team, you know, doing what they needed to do, because in order for UCLA to win the Pac-12 conference championship, they did something that I didn't think that they could do. And L Boogie, that's fine, that momentum going into the tournament. And when you saw UCLA in the Pac-12 tournament, that's what you saw them dudes gaining, momentum. And even though they had to play, a lesser seed, you know, in Stephen F. Austin, who was, you know, by the way, won 29 straight games, They put it on Stephen F. Austin. And you wouldn't have thought that that UCLA team would have done that to that team. So big ups to UCLA. It's going to be a tough ride against them Florida Gators, man, because them Gators got them grown men down in the paint, man. Them boys got beards. And I'm talking about thick ones. And they thick with it. Body size. You know what I mean? So big ups to you, UCLA, for getting there. Florida Gators. I got the Gators. You know, we rock that. And Dayton Stafford, I don't know. It's up to you, but I don't know, man. I really can't. I mean, man. What a ride, Dayton. What a ride. Can you keep riding that surfboard? Can you keep doing what Beyonce tell you to do? Fill up your tub and ride the surfboard. Let's see if you continue to ride that wave on to the Final Four. Because if you make it to the Elite Eight, I'm going to have to jump on your bandwagon, Dayton. I'm just being real, L. Boogie. I know that wasn't the Ohio team to pick, but they the only Ohio team left. So I'm going to roll. I'm trying to rep your state, Big Pimpin'. I'm trying to roll with it because you got them Baylor boys in it, so Texas still alive, you know what I mean? But I'm telling you like this, Dayton, how far can you ride that way? So I'm going to say Florida and Stanford because I think it's over for Dayton. I don't know what it is about Stanford. They don't have a go-to man, but I tell you this, they stole 80 points a game.
Well, before we continue, man, I'm just going to say this about that bracket, then I'll give you some storylines. How many 5-12 upsets did you have in your bracket, world? How many of you had Duke going down to Mercer? Oh, mercy.
Not me.
How many of you thought that Iowa State could do the unthinkable, especially after their center broke his foot, beat North Carolina, and advanced to the Sweet 16? How many of you thought, with all that shabazz, not all that jazz, but all that shabazz, Napier, how many of you thought Napier could pull off the Kemba Walker and get UConn this far?
Not me, not me.
Oh, my.
That's what I told you last week, L. Boogie. Man, March Madness is bittersweet, baby. Because your favorite team you want to win can go down to a team like Mercer, man. You know, Coach K, I love you, but you got to stop it. Kansas, what the hell is going on with you, man? Every time Duke loses, it don't mean that you lose the very next day. You always do it, Kansas. What's wrong? Good old Wichita State, Kentucky. That was a great game, too, L. Boogie. I know we're going to get to it. I'm just calling it out, man, but I got to say this, L. Boogie. Man, big shout out to my wife, man. My wife's birthday was yesterday, man. You know what I'm saying? We did the barbecue, she dig. You know what I mean? So it was great. You know what I'm saying? And then I want to say this. What's up with your Papa Doc? I see you, baby. I see you checking in with the streets this evening. Papa Doc, you was on before I was on. So much love to my daddy for calling early this week. You know what I mean? And my Papa Doc down there in Dallas, Texas. Don't worry about it. We still got Baylor rocking the joint. Texas couldn't pull the weight against Michigan, L. Boogie. Tight.
Well, what was very disturbing about the whole tournament was that you knew some of these things were going to happen, but you didn't know to who. That's the key about the tournament. You never know who you thought was going to pull it off. And the unthinkable happens. Like, for an example, I thought it was going to be New Mexico in that bracket to make a move, but they didn't. It was Stanford and it was Dayton. We knew what Michigan State was going to do down there in the East. Surprisingly, Virginia looked at like what they do all season. If you haven't watched Virginia, that's their style. They methodically beat you up. Beat you with defense, make you play for 30 seconds from a 35-second shot clock perspective, and they beat you with fundamentals. Iowa State. I hope he ain't shipping Kane because he looked it like he was on dope yesterday. Mr. K down at Iowa State. Big up to you, baby. What should I call you? The smooth operator. Big Daddy K. That's Big Daddy K down there at Iowa State, man. The smooth operator.
He looked like Big Daddy K, little brother, too. Working it last night. You know what I mean? You know who else I would give big props to, man? Clee Anthony. Woo! For those that don't know, Clee Anthony Early, Wichita State. Get to know that name. Even though they lost and took it on the chin. Man, that dude right there, El Boogie, had 31 in a nice fashion. And he was giving it to the University of Kentucky. And I'm going to say this. If it's not getting right off of that game, oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I'm not mad either way. But like my little brother told me, Skeeter Milton, them refs, man, they swallowed their whistle in the second half against Wichita State, man. Oh, refs, where you at, man? I'm going to have to buy you some goggles, man, so y'all can get it right. I don't know if that was sweating dropping in your tears or you just got, you know, an alligator in your throat. Didn't know how to blow that whistle. But damn, what a way to go out. Big up to you, Wichita State. Coach Greg Marshall winning the IBA Award. That is the coach of the year. You know what I mean? Big up to you, Wichita State. You had to take one. Just too bad you had to take it when it was one and done. Should have took it in the conference championship. You'll be back.
Speaking of that, I think Andrew Wiggins' brother is better than him.
Me too. What you think about that?
We've been talking about the, you know what I'm saying, the phenom freshman, and they all laid an egg to me. Mr. Randall over there from, I'm not going to say it, but yeah, he's from Dallas, plays for Kentucky. Mr. Julius Randall, he had a decent game. Double-double, that's hard to do. Let's not get it twisted. But it was a work-hard double-double. It wasn't smooth. So, and I didn't see any growth from the beginning of the season to now with Mr. Randall. So we'll see how it goes, but we know he's going to the league. So big ups to the twins, the Garrison twins. I said that you weren't going to do well. But you were consistent. You didn't turn the ball over in the crucial point in time. And you're growing up. So I got to eat crow on that one. Because I really did think that your booty hole was going to be tight there at the end.
I can't believe it, world. He gave him that props. I can't believe it. All season long, even all in the twins. Well, I can't wait to go to commercial. I can't wait to come back. That's right. You better give it up to the twins. I told you. Tell you what, they got you. Hey, we got to talk about your boys, man, when we come back. Don't worry about it. I got some tissue for you. We gonna make it all right, man.
My orange man and coach, even though you got the IBA Award, I think you made a bad mistake. Why didn't you get the ball to Mr. Early or my man Baker so he can bake something for you? I don't know. We're going to talk about these bad coaching moves. Well, we sitting back on the couch and we in the street. So when you weigh in, you let us know if we're right or wrong on some of these moves that some of these coaches made over the past 4 days. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. Man, we want to give a big shout-out, Global Network One. Let's go.
Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest until I got that dug like tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna last. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with us, he's deceased. Call on the sirens, seen him murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me. So many homies in the cemetery, shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many pigs and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse.
and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell. But did I fail? My life is in denial. And when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord,
I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
Lord,
I lost so many
fears
and shed so many tears.
Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets, I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game, no memories. Just the misery, painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come.
Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears.
God,
I lost so many peers.
Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide. Drive-by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why I walk by. Brokenhearted as I glance at the truck line, getting high. This ain't the life for me. I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me. They're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys. Can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears.
Man, it's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. Man, you back in the asylum with your host, L Boogie. You already know my cellmate, the producer of the show, T-Row. So you dedicating that song to me, huh? So many tears for my Syracuse Orange, huh? And for my bracket, I couldn't get the billion. I see how you rolling.
Hey, man. It wasn't just for the Syracuse Orange, but that go for Duke. You know what I'm saying? That let me down. NC State, North Carolina. For the first time since 1979, there's not one team from the state of North Carolina in the Sweet 16, L Boogie. I'm going to say that again. Since 1979, when I was a young pup, wet behind the ears. There is no team from the state of North Carolina in the Sweet 16, my dude. Wow. And I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Come on, North Carolina, you better than that. And then, you know, getting back to the shout-outs, man. I want to give a big shout-out, Ustream, Global Network One, and our guy, Mr. AJ. Man, big ups to your player, L Boogie. When he tell you what's happening, he tell you what's happening. You know what I mean? That's what's up with it, AJ. Big shout out to the sports officials. You know we wouldn't be here without our brothers. That's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? You can check them out on Sundays from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. every as Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday. Boy, it's hot. You know what I'm saying? L Boogie, let me ask you this, man. The SEC only put in three teams, Kentucky, Florida, and the last entry was Tennessee, who had to play their way in. They 7-0. SMH, my brother, you always send me a text with SMH. So I'm here to inquire on you, SMH. What the hell is going on with the SEC?
And see, this is where we get caught up with the conferences. It's not about the conferences. It's about the team. We just know traditionally Kentucky's going to be good. That's just tradition for years. And they represented the SEC. Tennessee has their time. Every team has their run, I should say. Your Vanderbilts, your Tennessees. You know what I mean? So, Florida, because of Billy Donovan, a disciple of Rick Pitino, they are where they are. Consistency, two national championships. I wouldn't fare less with a guy like Billy Donovan. 7-0, impressive. Also because of the seedings, the brackets. You Chiefs had to fall where they may. You had to take advantage of the opportunity. One thing that Tennessee has over some of these other guys, that's called girth. They have goons.
You say girth, you got to have some girth down there.
You have to have G and G, girth and goons.
Hey, Ward, you have to excuse El Boogie. I told y'all a couple weekends ago he was down at the Stephen A. Smith School of Vocabulary. So when he give you the G and G's and them other words that you don't quite get, forgive him. That's the Stephen A. Smith coming out of it. Okay, back to you, player. My bad.
So when you have that going in your favor, and just think, you know, Mercer beat Duke. So you don't have to play Duke, where they have a versatile four-man where you don't have to bring guys out as much, and Mercer wasn't that athletic where Tennessee big guys, you know what I'm saying, could handle that. So you knew Florida was going to do what they were going to do. But as we said, I got to give credit to John Calipari, and he has a great assistant, the great Rod Strickland, working with those guys. So, you know, I'm very intrigued on what they do the next round against Louisville. And it's up in Indianapolis, rivalry, Rick Pitino, John Calipari. It's just going to be a lot of money involved. A lot of money involved with those guys. They planned it like this. The NCAA planned that. If you don't understand, if you watch these games in certain games, certain regions, some teams need certain teams there, it's the streets. And I'm not going to say it's a theory or a street conspiracy theory, but you watch those games. And then you have games where you think they supposed to have won, like Syracuse beating Dayton, and it didn't happen. I have two questions for you, Ro, two coaches. One is a Hall of Famer already, and a guy who recruited me, Jimmy Boeheim. I ask you this. Did he tell the point guard to go for the win or go for the tie? Now, in that situation, I could see if it was a regular season game because we probably went for the win. Regular season, but when you have to, you know, your jumper's not falling, you've only hit one field goal outside the paint, you haven't hit a three-point shot the whole game, that's why I say my point guard isn't ready yet. See, when you're a point guard and you're a coach and you understand this game and you watch him over the season and you watch guys how they play and things like that, you know where your team is going to lay. Yes, because of my heart, I'm going with the Cube. But realistically, when you have a one game out, we're not that good. The ACC showed you that. Who's left? Virginia? And the ACC? So is it a conference or is it the team?
Like you mentioned
earlier,
man.
That's where that parity comes.
Like you mentioned earlier, it's all about coaching and who you think should get the last shot. As far as Wichita State is concerned, you know, I was like you. Why wouldn't you look for Klee Anthony early, who was hot and who was, you know, actually taking the game over for you, or the kid Baker, you know, number 31, the white kid who had a pretty nice game. And then for Syracuse, why did the point guard shoot the ball when you could have got it to somebody else who could have, you know, got you the ball a little bit further inside for you to tie the game up and take it to overtime so you could try to see what overtime could do for you. But there were – I'm not going to put it all on the coaches because we know this, El Boogie, as a player and as a coach, once the whistle is blown, it's in the player's hands, and it's nothing that a coach can do. You know, once he lays it out for us to play it out. And if we don't play it out, it's our fault. It can't be on the coaches. But, El Boogie, you know what time it is. I forgot to tell the world this. But yesterday on the sports officials, El Boogie, I would see, man, that's why we got to get this recording down so we can play it back so you the world can hear what you said about Nearly Neil from the Sports Officials. Because, see, a lot of people don't know that Nearly Neil is another co-host of the Sports Officials, our big brother station, you know? And guess what? It's time to keep it real with big brother Nearly Neil. He said he was going to call in at half, and you know what, El Boogie? He kept his word, so you know what we got to do. Might as well link it up and get it tight. It's a quarter of the Sports Officials. Mr. Nearly Neil, what's up with a player this evening?
Oh, y'all got me in. Hey, this ain't Neil.
Who is this?
It's Mitch. This Mitch. Mitch.
Oh, this Mitch. Mitch on the line.
Yeah, I need to hear a Mitch rant. I need to hear a Mitch rant because, you know, on the Sports Officials, he has his segment where it's called Mitch's Rant. So I need him to bring the rant down to the street because I haven't heard him on the street in a long time. So, Mitch. What's your rant, man, about the NCAA tournament, man? Talk to your boy, Rowan Boogie, man.
Hey, I'm going to hit you with this one, man. I'm going to call out the overrated coaches. Overrated coaches, one, he coaches at Duke. He gets away with everything, and no one's going to point him out. He's lost two straight years in the first round, and no one wants to call him out. Nobody says a thing. He has the best player on his team. I'm not saying it's time to go, but I'm just saying maybe we need to start looking for a replacement at Duke. Coach K, man, there's a time where this thing just goes over and the time has passed you by. That's my rant.
Jeez.
Coach K might need to be cut.
Ooh, we might need to bring Johnny Dawkins back on Tommy Amaker. Get some better guys in there.
Hey, well, another thing I want to touch on, man, why nobody talk about Arizona? I mean, I put Arizona, like, in the beginning of the season, Arizona was the best team out there, and nobody talks about them. I mean, they're just quietly just creeping along, and they're a one seed. It's not like they're a three or a four seed. They're a number one seed, and nobody says a word about Arizona. That's my team to win this all, Arizona versus Florida. And I guarantee the long bodies in Arizona are going to get after these boys and win this thing.
Well, see, Mitch, this is your boy T-Row. My bad for, you know, I saw the number. I got the numbers mixed up, but I got you. But let me tell you about the University of Arizona. See, being out here for a little while, let me tell you what happens, Mitch. You get caught up in the U of A style, the Wildcats play, and they get so high. And then they pull a Duke and a Kansas on you. They just let the rug just be swept right from up under their feet. So I think my approach this year was that if I don't talk too much about them, then they just might be able to go a little bit further than what I have them on my bracket. Because if they win, guess what, Mitch? You going to be hearing the streets is talking straight from Tucson. Because we going to ride. We going to go to the parade, and we going to fit in what we fit in. You know what I mean?
That's hot. That is hot. Hey, man, and another one I'm going to call out, man, I'm going to call out Kentucky. I guarantee, and you hear it first, I guarantee you that they're going to lose by double digits in the next game. And it's not about Louisville. It's all about these young Bucks. Can't play together. That was the first time this season I have ever seen them play together. They shot 50-something percent. That was the best game they ever played, and they only won by 2 points. That's not acceptable. I'm sorry. I mean, great game. I give it to you. Can clap and everything. But I guarantee you, by this next game, they're going to be riding so high, and they're young, and they're inexperienced, and they don't know much, and there ain't many, you know, sophomores or juniors on the team, and I guarantee you they're going to go down by more than 10 points.
Hey, Mitch, let me ask you this. Can Russ Dickulous continue to – I mean, he had a good game in the first game, but then the second and the third game haven't been so good. What do you think Russ Dickulous going to bring? You think he going to be able to score 30, 40 to get Louisville over the hump? Because without Hancock, I mean, you know, I don't see how.
Harrell is a beast down low, though. It's going to be interesting to see that Julius Randle, Harrell matchup. he's going to go, see, Randall's going up against somebody that's physically fit, just as big as him, and we're going to see if he's going to be able to buffalo his way in that game. I'm going to have my game within the game in the streets and see who's going to win that battle. Whoever wins that battle, that team will win the game.
I think he probably got a little more motivation to win it too, man, because if Randall can pull off showing that he can take on another big body, he might move into the second dude off the board on the draft board in the NBA. I mean, you know, he very well can get it, because I can tell you one thing, I'm not sold on Wiggins at all. And I know we said this before on our show, but I'm definitely not sold now when I saw 4 points.
Right.
Well, are you sold on Klay Anthony early?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just need somebody with some grit.
Do you think he's a lottery?
I think he's probably going to go late, probably around 10, 15, something around that. I'm hoping the Hawks can do something to get up there and get him. But you know what I'm saying, man. The Hawks, man, that's just a lost cause.
But
man,
he is a lottery. But he is a lottery pick, though. Just down there on the lower tier, and that'd be better for him. Going to a team that's just on the cusp of making it to the playoffs, and he can fall into their lap and then work from there. You know what I mean? So I'm with you. I'm not sold on Wiggins because I'm comparing it to Carmelo Anthony. You had to be able to make those other guys better around you, like the Hakeem, you know what I'm saying, guys in the McNamara's. You make them guys want to make shots, and then you win the game. I didn't see that out of Mr. Parker. You know, I didn't see that out of Mr. Wiggins. So it's very tough for me to see these guys as top three picks, just mentally. I'm just saying,
I seen the little dog in Parker, man. Parker kind of tried to take one to baseline, but his surrounding team just really isn't that good. And it will be on display next year when Parker leaves, that I'll be surprised if they fight their way into the tournament. I mean, they're going to make the tournament because it's Coach K, but, you know, they're going to probably be, like, seeded number 6 or number 7.
Besides the Duke-Mercer game, what other upsets, you know what I'm saying, what other upsets intrigued you? And let me remind you this, though, Mitch. In the past 7 straight years, there's always been a 12-5 upset. But were you surprised that all 4 regions had that 12-5 upset? Were you surprised that all 4 of them did?
Be honest with you, I got them in one of my brackets. I'm sorry, wrong one. Wrong one. I'm looking at it wrong. I'm looking at my white bracket.
I know we all had maybe 1 or 2, because I did have Harvard beating Cincinnati. You know what I'm saying? I did have North Dakota State beating Oklahoma. You know,
yeah,
Tennessee,
that's one of the ones
beating,
I had.
But I don't like you.
Right, but I did not have VCU losing to, you know what I'm saying, SF Austin. And the thing about it is, they had a 4-point lead. And like you said on your show yesterday, we was always taught, never foul a jump shooter. So, you know, they had the game won, and it's just always the game got, that 12-5. It always kills.
Well, I tell you what, who I was most impressed with, Baylor, man. The way they stumped old McDermott and them boys, they cremated them. And I'm so glad I actually got Baylor beating Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's a pretty good team, but the way Baylor played, man, you can't even tell who's the 1 seed or who's the 2 seed or who's not. So that game, that's the one game I want to see the most. That'll help my bracket out big time if Baylor wins. But you know,
let me ask both of you guys this for Mitch and L Boogie. Mitch, I want you to answer first. I know we keep talking about all these freshmen, you know, who's going to be lottery and all this, but why isn't anybody talking about Mr. Doug McBucket, who is the number 5 scorer in the NCAA all time? Is he lottery? I mean, we keep hearing about these freshmen. What's up with Dougie McDermott from Creighton?
Well, I'm going to say it, man. I ain't going to hold my tongue about it. It's called reverse racism. If this dude was black, I kid you not, he would be a first-round pick. He would go right over Jabari Parker. And I don't care what nobody say, it is reverse racism. It's because he's white, man. I mean, nobody's going to talk about him. But do I want to
talking about
team?
It in the streets, though.
Do I want him on my team? Exactly. I certainly want him on my team. I'll take him over my on my team than that boy out of, what's his name, Oklahoma State. What's that boy's name?
Marcus Smart.
No, thank you. I don't need no crybabies on my team. I don't need no punks on my team. No, thank you.
CBG, crybaby gangster. Crybaby gangster right there, Marcus Smart.
It's
well,
you,
like I always keep,
by Dougie
like,
McBucket.
Like I keep saying, teach me how to Dougie. Teach me how to Dougie. Dougie is cold because he moves without the ball. He can shoot it mid-range. He can put it on the floor. That's something that Kyle Korver can't do. And he can mix it up a little bit in that mosh pit, which I call the three-second area. He can do it all, and he can play a swing, or, you know, he can play a pop, sometimes what they call him, like a Chris Bosh type. You know what I'm saying? A pick-and-pop guy. Yeah, and you don't have to run a play for him because he'll get it off the glass and put it up. So I like the guy. I like him better than Jimmy Verdette. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
So,
man.
Yeah, so, you know, because a lot of guys talking about Jimmer, but one thing Jimmer don't do is play defense. You know what I mean? And Jimmer, and one thing about him, and a lot of guys in the league, if they ain't scoring, they ain't doing nothing else. And when you ain't doing nothing else, guess what they do? They sit you down, and they just call you a specialty guy, and you be a journeyman. So, you know, I look at Dougie just to be a guy who's going to stick with somebody for a minute.
That's what's up.
Oh, definitely. He's a coach's son, man. Coach's sons always, they think about the team first, and that's the problem with a lot of these kids, and I'm kind of disappointed that Creighton had such a sorry team and just the McDermott was on it. But, you know, they think about team first, and that's the mentality of a coach's son, and I think he'll be a great NBA player. I think he'll have many years. I'm not saying that he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but I think along
right.
that line,
he's solid
of,
though.
Yeah, he's solid. Exactly. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this street question of the night: will there ever be a perfect bracket in the men's NCAA basketball tournament?
Absolutely not. Don't you know a dude put up $1 billion to bet on this? Anybody who puts us $1 billion, you know it ain't gonna be one. I mean, come on.
He going to have me watch 7,000 NCAA basketball games next year just to make sure I know who's doing what.
Hey, man, and the funny thing about it, man, the statistics show, man, 11 million people filled out that bracket. 11 million. In the first week, only three people had a complete perfect bracket. Second week, Tennessee killed everything.
Mercer just completely just put everybody on suicide watch.
Hey, but man, hey, I just want to point this out real quick. Big ups to Michael Vick for landing a job. I'm so proud of the boy because I think, man, Michael Vick will resurrect his career. I know he probably only got two more years left, but I think he'll take some Jets right over the Patriots. And I'm gonna be rooting for Michael Vick every step of the way. You know, once he was a Falcon, always a Falcon. Michael Vick, my second most favorite Falcon player ever, next to Deion Sanders. But, yeah. Look out for Michael Vick this year. Put him on your fantasy team because I think he will resurrect his career.
And check this out, Mitch, from one of my little snitches who just hit me up on the little kite. They just told me that the Eagles, they interested in signing Mark Sanchez.
I heard that on the way home. I thought it was a done deal.
Yeah, they just might be into it.
Oh, man.
They
ain't it. You know, Zente is a good backup, but I don't want to start him on my team. You know, he a good backup. Somebody who never seen the field.
And let
he
me,
can't start.
And let me say this, Mitch, before I let you go. Two things. Number one, now I got a rant on you. There's no way that Michael Vick could be your second best player when Andre the Bad Moon Rising should be your number two best player for the Atlanta Falcons. There's
the one who
no
got
way.
Smacked.
The one who got smacked
no.
by your favorite player.
Yeah, man, that's hate. Come on, man.
Hey, he should be your most hated. Hey, he should be your most hated player, the biggest bust Cleveland ever signed.
But you remember, though, Mitch, I'm not a Cleveland Browns fan. When he got to the Green Bay Packers, that's when he knew that he had to be like Mike Singletary. I want winners. So he had to become winning. He scored the first touchdown in the Super Bowl for us. So big up to Jay Ryan. I ain't got nothing but good things to say about him, but for me.
You got me on that one.
And listen to this, Mitch. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, especially down there in Oklahoma.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you putting me on the show, man. I didn't know if I could call in. I didn't know if I'd call in, man. I was like, am I part of the yacht club or not? So, but
man,
I got my tax return, and I feel like I'm on my way.
Straight. Oh, man, Mitch. And if you don't know, Mitch is part of the sports officials. Man, they official, never artificial, man. I tell you that. And he always at the top of the show gives you, you know, the Mitch's rant. So get at him on that show, man. Very, 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 you know what I'm saying, show that be popping on Sundays, 12 to 2 Eastern time. Bro, we got to go to a commercial. But when we come back, we got to get your Final Four picks. Or we going, you know what I mean? I got to get that because Thursday the games is jumping off. So you got to give me your Final Four picks on who's left. You know what I mean? NFL free agency. And LeBron, Crybaby Gangster, he said excuses ain't going to hold over with us. We better get it together. They lost 7 of the last 11. And we like Master P, man. We in the streets. Here come the ice cream, man. 347-855-8896. We also on Global Network 1. You already know. Let's go, Ro. My nigga, knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas, and I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, dope boys, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. YG, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Rich homie, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga tripping on a half a beat. When we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. My nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, my nigga get a plate. And I'm still here in this
my niggas. I need a set of wings cause I'm too fly, nigga. And I'm all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas.
Man, you back in the streets with your boy L Boogie, the host, and my producer and co-host, my cellmate T-Ro. Man, it's frenzy. Man, it's March Monday Madness, the aftermath. 64, now we down to 16. The aftermath. Now we down to 16. And also, we have some free agent signing more before the draft. Bro, can you give us a rundown of, you know, who's signing a couple places, man? New faces and new places.
Oh, man. You know what it is. Like I said earlier, it's all about Mark Sanchez, you know, going over to Philadelphia, trading spots with Michael Vick. We just don't know why they didn't do a trade, you know what I'm saying, but it is what it is. There were a couple other trades, like some offensive tackles, or not trades, but some signers, offensive linemen going to some places. We do know about that one where the offensive lineman from the Raiders failed his physical, and then, you know, he signed a contract with the Rams because the Raiders was like, nah, man, you got to come better than that. But the Raiders was like, we'll take him. You know what I mean? I really thought Mark Sanchez would go and try to be the backup for the St. Louis Rams. That's where I was thinking, because Sam Bradford, man, he can't get it done over there, man. And he's a B.O.B. Nothing but a bag of bones, L. Boogie, you know what I mean. So, you know, I big ups to Mark Sanchez for landing a spot. You know, it is what it is. But I want to tell you this. Roger Goodell says about Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah, buddy, you going to face some discipline. I don't care what. You might be my boss, but discipline will be served. So we'll wait on that. I'm pretty sure that'll come out in July, August, September, somewhere closer to the football season, you know what I mean? And then your boy, the judge. Darren Sharper got so much money, he keep trying to get released from jail. Well, the judge in Los Angeles, California said, you can ask me as many times as you want, you ain't getting out. You care how much money you make, how much money you got, you ain't getting out. So Darren Sharper goes, stay locked up. Shouldn't have took the booty. We got all the money in the world. Now you try to get out of jail. Yeah, you should have took the booty, man. We tried to tell you. We tried to warn you a long time ago. And then your boy Terrell Pryor, says Matt Schaub signed. Terrell Pryor say, L Boogie, I won't out. Not today. Not tomorrow. Yesterday. I won't out. He can't take it with the quarterback comparisons and the quarterback competition that's coming up, Lil. Do you think that's a good move or a bad move for your boy Terrell Pryor?
I think it's a bad move. I think he should stay there and be a bad guy, learn from Matt Schaub. Hey, Matt Schaub is a two-time Pro Bowler. He might have just had a bad year. And remember, Terrell Pryor, your QB rating out of 9 games was a 32.7. So who's going to sign you for real? For real, for real. Stay with the Raiders, be a backup, and keep collecting checks. You get released, let's be honest. Who are you going to back up? Somebody in Tennessee? They're going to get a number one draft pick at a quarterback spot. I just don't see it. You should stay there and learn. And you know Matt Schaub may get hurt or throw more picks. You never know. But you should stay there and wait your turn. But I understand that they're thinking about the guy from Penn State as being the number two. But, hey, it's the NFL. Not for long. Things happen. You can be on the field.
Sniper. L Boogie, you ready to jump into the asylum, big brother?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's jump into the asylum, man. You know, we already had Mitch jumping in with that rant straight from the sports officials, man. I got a special guest this evening I want to bring in, man. You know, it's my pops, man. Papa Doc straight out of Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Joining the show. And like I said, like I mentioned earlier, L Boogie, My pops was the first one in the asylum this evening, you know? So there must be something on his mind. Hey, Papa Doc, welcome to the show with your boys, L Boogie and T-Row. What's happening, Papa Doc?
L Boogie and T-Row, I just love you guys. It's after everything is just going. Absolutely great here in Dallas, Texas. The weather is probably about 58 degrees. We've been having a nice day. 635 is usually wrecks and stuff. It's 75. Okay, that's enough.
Hey, Dad, let me ask you this. The Dallas Cowboys have let a lot of key pieces on that defense go. What's going on in Jerry's world? Can you give me an inside scoop on what's happening with Jerry and my Dallas Cowboys, please?
Absolutely. His name is Jerry. It is the problem. We got a new name. I got a new name for him.
What's his new name?
8 and 8.
Jerry's
Cowboys. 8 and 8. Yeah.
With the pieces that we got rid of, we still scrambling to get some more pieces to join us. We still going to end up and be 8-8 next season?
Yes. Mr. Jones has a he has a serious problem. Ego is the deal. I cannot understand where a man owns the most beautiful stadium that money can buy, and has a losing team. That's not culture. He's a smart man, but his ideals are, you have to have a coach to coach that team. You guys was talking about the basketball. These teams that's supposed to be number one seed, number two seed, number 10 seed, can't play 16 seed, and all that kind of stuff. They have that system so messed up. It's just like the football. These guys are young men that's trying to get out to make this money. They're trying to change the fundamentals of basketball and football. So,
right.
You know, it's just going to be one of those transitions that we have to get used to. We have to get used to it because that money is not going to change. And that's the whole deal. It's all about that paper. It's not about the young man that's hitting the 30 points. Sure enough, he gets first round. But he's not a constant threat of when it gets to, you know, we in the final, and you guys were talking about should have gave the ball to the point guard and pass it around because you know this guy couldn't hold it the 3 or 4 games, so how are you going to do that at the end of the game? I mean,
right.
Like, you know, at the final stuff, you know, you're going to the final four. Fast them, SMU.
And see, I'm going to tell you this, Dad. L Boogie got a saying on the show, they booty hole got tight. When the lights get bright, you got to bring it. You got to have that ice water in your veins. So they ain't got that quite yet.
They haven't because they haven't been coached it. The guys, you have to, all right, he was in high school. You've been watching him since he was a peewee. Football, basketball, whatever, swimming or whatever. You have to get this young man or this young lady, and you have to, the potential that they have to be coached out of them because it's already there. So once they get the phone known, you were saying about a perfect, you know, game of practice, the reason you have practice. they're supposed to go and perform what they did in practice. You can tell the shooters, for instance, the Mavericks, okay, got some, they transition in now with some new guys. All right, they depend on who? He hits all the points. One man can't win them games. Yeah, it's too many.
Right.
You know, and he get hurt, they start losing.
Right.
He come out, they win. Now that tells me you got How many on that squad? Yeah, one of these guys is shooting them out. I just, that is, to me, it's ridiculous. I'd fire one of them. And Cowboys.
All right, Papa. I got to ask you this. It's the street question of the night.
Okay.
In the Warren Buffett and his partners put up $1 billion for anybody that could have the perfect bracket for the NCAA tournament. And the question of the night is this. Will there ever be anybody to have the perfect bracket?
No. The competition is too. The competition is too fierce. I mean, you know, you might do it this year, maybe. But the answer is no. It's asking too much.
There you have it.
Yeah,
that's my Papa right there. Papa Hutchins, y'all. Daddy, the world has heard you put your spill on. And I tell you what, that's dropping knowledge on them, boy, like a true jewel. You know what I mean?
Well, those young men like you and TNF, you guys, you know, you start out kind of rough, and then you just get better at what you do. And that's what it's all about. You have to get better. It ain't so much for the team as much as it is for you, because you have to play as a team. It can't be no one-man thing there. And if he's hot, give it to him, you know. But the whole team's supposed to perform. The guards, they don't make guards for guards. They don't make centers just for center. You know, he has to be able to perform, you know. And the guys around him have to do the same thing. That bench got to be hot.
Right.
You know, and that's in football, too. The bench got to be tough. And I get like
right.
The quarterback they got from the Browns. He ain't going to have the same problem with the Cowboys that he had with the Browns. They don't block.
Oh, Brandon Weeden.
They're going to kill him.
They're not going to kill him because he's going to be on the sideline with that clipboard and that expensive earpiece. doing what Jerry tells him to do. He's a yes man now, Papa.
He's sitting over there with the water bottle trying to talk to him.
Yeah, yes, sir. Talk about, yes, Jerry. You need some milk for that coffee? I got you. Hold on. Let me bring it up there. I'll be on the express elevator. Don't worry about it. I got you.
I got you covered. Sit right there, buddy. Draw that money.
Right.
Papa,
we love you. We got to get back into the asylum. And, you know, you're more than welcome to call anytime, Papa. You know the streets love you, baby.
All right. Love you, too, guys. Y'all take care.
Oh, I love you, Pops. Appreciate you calling in. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend, tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Now, I tell you, yeah, man, be easy, because my papa will tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. I tell you that. I had to mute him on that one, El Boogie. You know, we got to get into the asylum. We going straight to the chef and we cooking it up, because you know he ready to stir it up. You know what I mean? Before we get to our final four picks. Yo, chef, you know you're on live with the streets, man. It's your boy, El Boogie and T-Row. What's the deal, baby?
What's up, fellas? What's up, Ro? Boogie, Sweet 16.
What's the deal, man?
Ah,
Sweet
16. You know, I ain't making no noises. NCAA time, baby. What Mitch say on Pay the Fool? I'm broke, baby. That's what a lot of brackets is. Brackets is broken. You hear me? I'm looking fabulous. I just want to let y'all know that. Harvard, y'all put that grain, that salt in my little, you know, but guess what? I'm still looking perfect. I'm still looking average. What's up? I'm ready to talk that talk. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all.
So let me ask you this, because you know we on this NCAA tournament. L Boogie, man, we had to play so many tears for him from Tupac, man. How did Dayton upset Syracuse, man? That's all I want to know.
Man, did I call it?
Yeah, you did.
Him and D-Mac called it. I must say that D-Mac also called it. You guys called it.
You hear me? Who knew? I just want to ask the world, man, whoever put Syracuse on their bracket, is y'all smoking dope or not? What y'all, is y'all snorting it? Is y'all shooting it up y'all vein and y'all just swallowing it and just going instant death? Hey, listen, man, Syracuse and them guys, man, was boofed up all year, and I tried to warn y'all that, man. El Boogie, I'm sorry, but it's coming from a street perspective. Them guys is overrated. They didn't expect them underdogs to come in and do them like that. Now I got to ride with them. I'm going to ride with them till the wheels fall off, man. That's all I'm going to say. That's all need to be said. Ain't nothing to be said.
Listen. You better ride with him because Archie Miller be getting those guys to the Sweet 16. His contract has been extended and increased in the streets, man.
We know you smell the money.
Now, let me
go ahead.
Let me ask you this. All five 12 games, every team was upset by the 12th seed. But besides the Mercer Duke upset, and you know we already know about the Syracuse Dayton, what you call it. Is there any other games that were peculiar to your interest that just was like wow, what a heck of a game.
If we can remember correctly, y'all remember right before Friday, right before we was hanging up, I said, man, VCU, y'all better watch out. If y'all remember, that's the last thing I said, man.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Listen, it's something about these underdog teams this year, man, and I'm so secured on it. Like, I'm trying to warn y'all. Look, man, the chefs didn't decide to anybody. Listen, I can print y'all out some brackets. I can FedEx to y'all tomorrow. If you want to go ahead, just sit up here and just say, man, you want to redo your brackets, you can. Because, listen, it's not going to be that easy just to overrun these teams that got something to play for. These teams been picked on. They have not been sit up here and been in a light, and they got a lot of aggression. Man, do y'all see what happened to Andrew Wiggins, 1-for-6? Is that possible? Not the number one prospect, not the one who was comparing to LeBron James, not him.
Not in my book. ask them other suckers. Just trying to pump his head up. I wasn't giving him that love. I was like El Boogie on that one. Hold up. Pump your brakes. Because, no, you ain't ready. You need to go back. Adam Silver, hurry up and install the new law of you got to be in the league at least 2 years before you come to this here big show. Because of what I'm seeing, and you don't have Doug McDermott in your top three of your conversation right now, something's wrong.
You know what's going on with him? What's going on with him is what's going on in every other sport in the world.
Yeah,
you know?
Mitch explained it to me real good from the sports officials. You know,
yeah.
He said it's a race thing, man.
Oh, you know, we know what's going on, and they talking about he coming to the Cavs. How is y'all talking about he coming to the Cavs already? Can we at least get to the NBA championship? Y'all talking about he coming to the Cavs already. What's going on?
Straight.
Man, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, we still open for playoffs. We still open for the playoffs, y'all. What we're talking about? Man, I don't understand. I'm lost.
Playoffs.
Don't do that.
You talking about playoffs?
Because I would not, listen, I would not hold back anything and jump all on you about Brandon Wheaton, man. Have we forgot about Brandon Wheaton?
Of course we did. Who is Brandon Wheaton?
Man, he going, listen,
of
man, I'm taking Brandon
Wheaton. Of
course
we forgot
Wheaton
about
once.
Him.
You remember that guy, Gary, that coach, remember that coach used to do? You remember what he did all them years and sit up here, had that clipboard in his hand, and he was always waiting for him to get in the game, and the only time he got in the game was during the preseason? Well, that's exactly what I watched Wheaton do, because Lord knows that man is a bag of balls. And listen, he couldn't hit a target if he was 2 feet away from it.
Straight
flat out.
He ain't no Tim Tebow, man. Hold up.
Now you riding with him. Now he a, oh, I am a cowboy. Now he a cowboy, now you ride with him. Man, come on.
He is now a yes man. Like I told my papa before I put you on, he just going to be sitting over there with the latest clipboard and the newest earpiece. Talk about, yes, Jerry, whatever you need, because you know Jerry's going to have him in that earpiece. Talk about, I need my glasses cleaned out. Can you come up here and assist me, please?
And this one you got a wrong at, because after the first five games, they going to stop blocking for Romo. So I just want to let you know that.
Oh, there you go.
You're
a hater.
Man, Ill Boogie, next. I'm through talking to you, T-Row, and your weak-ass and your weak Cowboys. I'm through talking to you.
So disrespectful.
Let me ask you this.
Two-sided question.
Ooh.
LeBron James called out his team after the loss the other night. They lost 7 of the last 11. He says excuses aren't to be warranted. So what do you think about their win tonight against Portland, 93-91?
Man, if you once you just said his name, man, you should have heard what just almost came out of my mouth. I had to sit up and put the captions on. Like, they had to censor me. Man, that man is a kitty cat. All he's doing is complaining, whining, complaining, oh, my back hurt. Ain't nobody gonna care. Ain't nobody trying to hear that weak man. Listen, man, LeBron James. Let me tell you something, brother. Cleveland Nail, Akron Nail, Ohio Nail, whatever you want to call yourself, the king. One thing about when Jordan was on top, and he still was on top. Guess what? You never heard about too many injuries come out of his mouth. You want me to tell you why? Because toughness and competitiveness won the game. You ain't about to be out there getting knocked down. You ain't got to worry about Isaiah and them shit up here clipping you off the air. You ain't got to worry about that. You see what I'm saying? You're going to cry. Listen, man. Suck it up, man. You in the NBA. You in there with mans. With mans play, man. We ain't got
really
time to hear that high school bullshit.
This don't really make you upset, too. I just got a kite. Adam Silver and LeBron supposed to meet up and talk about the sleeves on the jerseys.
Hey.
Jeez.
Hey, man. Man, LeBron, man, he's a straight kitty cat. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. Man.
Let me ask you this: Should Coach K be on suicide watch? When I say that, should he be, you know what I'm saying, looking forward to being replaced in a couple of years? I mean, his teams are been up and down more than up lately.
Out of all fairness, can I say this though? I'm gonna leave that question alone.
Don't bite your tongue now. Come on, Chef, give me a straight up answer. This is the street. I ain't never known you to bite your tongue. Don't be hesitating now. Should Coach K be gone in a couple years?
A couple years? He should be gone now. What is he talking about? Is you serious? A couple years?
That's the answer I was looking for.
He need to be gone now, man. Listen, man, we can't sit back and watch the teams go up and down, down, up. No, they have always been winners. Winners. So what they need to do is they need to have Grant Hill and all of them. I'll come on in there and go ahead and just say, you know, get them up out of there. Get them up out of there.
Y'all being so disrespectful, man. Me shouldn't have never brought that up to L Boogie's attention, man, because now he going to really be playing that. I already see it in his face. And that ain't even fair, man. Coach K built that team up from nothing.
So?
And they didn't even have a squad.
So? And?
Mercer got all the – come on, man. You know Mercer was stacked.
And we forgot about Dean Smith and how he built that team up and what they did to him.
Oh, yeah, you right. See,
okay,
now
listen, there, man. It's the streets, and it's all about the men's. And if you ain't bringing ends to the street, you have to get fired. It's the corporate world.
No,
he ain't bringing money to Durham.
No.
Listen, after a while, when you don't go further in the tournament, you don't get money.
Man, El Boogie,
when you don't get money and get buildings built so they can do research, you got to go.
No.
You blow
his
joint.
No, I can't accept that, El Boogie. Now, the El Boogie I know, the Boogie I know will tell it like it is. Either you progress or you get whacked. It ain't no in-between. It ain't no in-between. It ain't no in-between. You're going to get whacked. Whack them now.
And then who you going to get to be the coach of Duke? Boy,
man, what I'm saying, though, listen. What I'm saying, though, is this. Only thing that may have brung in the last couple years was the 2009 final and some U.S. Olympics. He haven't done anything else. So if you want to speak honesty, come on, man. How many Duke players do we hear right now that's in the league that's really doing something? Right now. Can you just name them off your hands? Like, what is we going to say? Okay,
Kyrie,
man, come on. Listen, man. He's on a trade list. Let's be honest. He might not even resign with the Cavs. That's
Austin
about it.
Rivers. MBG.
Who?
Austin Rivers, MBG, nothing but garbage. See, you don't even remember Austin Rivers.
Who? I know you ain't talking about Doc, son. His His own daddy ain't signed him, so we knew what that was going on. We knew what was going on with that. Who else you going to say? What's the one, Singletary, Michael, what we going to say, him? Huh? Yeah, I ain't giving
said,
no place.
Like the old Mike Singletary would say, I want winners.
Man, Coach K gonna get whacked. Listen, I guarantee this. If Coach K do not have any type of progress next year, we would not witness him being in Duke in the 2016 Olympics. And you heard it first.
Shane Battier.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Man, you can't rub two pennies together and create a fire with him. Come on, man.
Let me ask you a street question tonight.
Go ahead.
Before we let you go, Chef, will there ever?
No, it would not be. Absolutely not. You ain't going to get it out. Man, the
reasons
first,
why.
The
give,
first,
give me your reasons.
I'm going to tell you why. You want me to tell you why? Because you can never predict the unpredictable. You only can expect the expected. Listen, you can never predict the unpredictable. If you can, you got some type of human powers in you. Who knew that Mercer was going to take out Duke? Who knew, except his powers that God given me, that Dayton was going to take out two top teams? Who knew this? And they working on a third. Well, let's be honest, man. You cannot. Man, listen. Who knew about
Las Vegas knew it?
No, they did. Because you want me to tell you why? Because I know they ain't smell the money. That's why. That's why. That's why. We cannot sit up here and say that. We ain't talking about the odds. We talking about the underdogs. We talking about any given day. This is not Sunday. This is not the NFL any given Sunday. We talking about any given day. It is the Sweet 16. Watch how many upsets be alert. I told y'all five top teams will get knocked up. Y'all thought I was tripping. Y'all put that in the books. Did y'all write that down? Did y'all sit up and see the statistics of that? Y'all tell me no. Answer that question for me. How many teams we witnessed in the last 7 days get knocked off?
That's why the bookies won. Because they took the bets of all the majority of the ones who thought they were going to win. That's why Vegas won.
Hey, man, before I go, I'm going to tell y'all this. I ain't giving my Final Four predictions up. Ain't nobody about to get rich off me. But what I'm going to tell you.
Friday, we got to have it, Chef.
Right.
Friday, we got to have it.
Man, listen, man, what you going to sue me? Huh? What you going to sue
damn
me?
Damn right. I can sue anything nowadays.
I'm going to tell a friend to tell your friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends so y'all can massage it, that I can know I can get contact with you.
Man, hey, listen, all I'm going to ask you this, man. I might wear his wazzle right now. You don't know where I'm at. I could be right underneath. You don't know where I'm at. You have to find me. Find me. Listen, what we about to witness is right now on Thursday. We about to witness two upsets. I guarantee it. You heard it first. And I'm done talking. I am done talking. Y'all remember what I said, man. You remember what I said a couple days ago? Watch out for the SEC. That's all I'm telling y'all. I'm gone. Y'all can reach me live, direct, on my Instagram, a taste of heaven _ATASTEOFHEAVEN_. Man, you can reach me 714 Liberty Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, man. Or you can sit up here and find me in the streets. Man, I love y'all, man. So I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend, tell a lot of girlfriends to tell that girlfriend. Y'all get at me, man. I'm waiting on y'all. I love y'all.
No doubt, no doubt. Check your email, chef. I sent you a kite, baby.
Much love to the chef. You know what time it is, El Boogie.
You already know. Give us a call. Hit the asylum, 347-855-8896, or get on the net, Global Network 1. Oh, we live, 365, baby. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We produced by the street tonight. Let's go.
The haters sleep. Sky's the limit. I got R. Kelly money. When Fiesta was winning, I got my back to the wall. Can't I handle my business? And I'm ready for war. Niggas killing for pennies. See, my focus was M. My chances were slim. Counting both to per million. We should get this on film. When you lean on the stake, then you label the rat. On my feet so long, I won't fuck on my back. Rat. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me down. Jail cells wanna hold me in. My bond paid, who's gonna hold me now? I'm 10 toes on my swell. Still they flip the switch on my shell. These niggas be faking. This official right here. Black Cadillac, scrap, bout to handle that. Rock the bop, bop, rock. Still that barrel melt like candle wax. Rock the sack, Geronimo. I ain't counting, gotta go. Everywhere that dollar go. Put more gold on my collarbone. You say you thug it? Say you real, you say you gangster, so called. Slide up with that oak out, everybody like, oh God. Cut the deck, deal it out. Bet I'll pull your whole card. Shit real, oh y'all. Thought it was a joke, huh?
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These dummies can't hold me back. These flaws can't hold me back. Three banks can't holy stack. Pin them hollers like Goldie Mac. Smoke till I panic. I got rich like I planned it. If there's a price on your head, on your roof. Choppers, we landing. I used to play on that block. Dark liquor and candy. Now you look at my lot. Rose, Ferraris and Lambo. Talking South Bronx, Al Tater. Rose, Meek Mill, Wiley. Blow mills like a ball player. Magic Bird, Isaiah. Shorty trying to kick it. Looking for that meal ticket. Diamonds flashing, gon' flick it. On that Juicy J, they trip it. I done came up off a lick. Boy, got you on the list. Boy, your life on my wrist. Boy, niggas need a stick.
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas tryna hold me back. These niggas tryna bait me in. These niggas ain't putting in work. These niggas gotta hate to win. Us niggas don't play them games. My niggas gon' shoot them things. Real life in that 901. Real niggas will mess with life. Feel five on about that life. $1 million, I spent that twice. No boy, yeah, that my life. Crack kills, I spit that white. These niggas tryna set in my grand. These niggas wanna see me dead. These niggas wanna take my spot. Fuck boy, you ain't had your cash. These niggas ain't kept like hoes. These niggas ain't got no heart. These niggas ain't fat like us. $1 million in my garage. $2 million house on the lake. $5 million in real estate. Queen slips them D's, boy, they made back white on the way.
back. These haters can't hold me 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 back. No.
Came home, BG in the fans. Yo, ho on my list. It's longer than Craig. My bitch got cramps. She on the edge. Ball on these niggas like I cut off my dreads. Okay, I'm so me, like needle and thread. Hit your ass with the chopper. All it leave is your leg. My cousin fighting the case. I hope he beat it like eggs. You niggas thinking you fly. That fight the leg. And then I look at my bitch. I tell her wake up. She sleep butt naked. I sleep in my truck. I smoke when I fuck. I fuck when I want. Between her legs, five-star restaurant. Man, my life is a pawn. Leave your head on your horn. You niggas running Dijon. My weed loud as alarms. I'm on the beach, nigga, where the hoes be at. Got street niggas to hold that gap. Them niggas gon' hold me down, and these niggas can't hold me back.
Yeah, buddy, that's how we get down. They can't hold us back, L Boogie. We want to say what's up to everybody out there joining us on the web. You know, now you can join us on two spots on the web. You know, the original www.blogtalkradio.com. In the search box, go to the Streets is Talking. Find all the episodes and go back and check them out. And then thanks to our big brother AJ down there in the ATL hooking us up on Ustream Global Network 1. You can check us out there, too. But give it at least till tomorrow, you know what I mean? Give us a day so AJ can do his thing, hook us up, make sure we in line, you know what I'm saying, the way you like to hear your boys. And check us out. That's Ustream, Global Network 1. Appreciate you, big brother AJ. I know you're checking out the show. That's what I'm talking about. Sports Official. I see you, OG. You know what I love about OG? Better you than me.
Just like the Prime Minister said that the plane is in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, whatever.
17 days, huh? You just had to tell us something. Get Malaysia off, you know, airlines off the screen. Get them out the streets, huh? Just say it's in the water somewhere. And the sharks even ate the plane up. Like my little niece would say. Are you kidding me? I want to also give a big up to Uncle Joe. I see you listening, I know you in the streets, babe.
Oh, yeah. By the way, if everybody out there in sports world land checking out, you know, all the sports be keeping up with us, you know, check out my dude straight from North Park, Texas, man, playing for LSU against SMU on ESPN in the NIT. Number 25, Mr. Jordan Mickey. You know, straight from the hood. Big ups, Texas. Way to do it. We got them rappers, L Boogie, you know, in the tournament. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the big one. It's the NIT, which means
not invited.
So, you know. It is what it is, but at least he on prime time. You know what I mean? Now, L Boogie, sticking to this college game, man, I'm going to ask you straight up, man. Don't if, ands, or buts me, man, because you know I need it straight up, man. I'm going to ask you about the Sweet 16. I just need a winner. Oh, I just need the winner, homie. I don't need nothing else. And then D-Mac, we coming to you. L Boogie, you ready for this fall?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start out in Memphis. Number one, Florida versus number four, UCLA. Who you got?
Two traditional schools that are on the rise in UCLA. But sorry, Mr. Offer, it's over with. I'm going with the Gator Bait.
Game number two, Shockers. Number 11, Dayton versus number 10, Stanford. Who you got?
I'm going with the Ohio players. Hey, man, they done went this far. Why not?
Ah, there you go.
I got to go with the Dayton guys. I'm from Ohio, so, you know, Ohio, stand up. Mr. Miller, represent you and your brother in the Sweet 16, the money long. I see you.
Number one, Virginia. We're going to move out to New York. They're playing in Madison Square Garden. Number one, Virginia versus number four, Michigan State. Who you got?
You know, I'm going with the I to the double Z to the O. It's Izzo, baby. It's his time of year. I'm going to hold off on you once we get there, but I'm going with the Spartans.
I feel you. Number three, Iowa State versus number seven, Connecticut. Who you got?
That's my dream game of the Sweet 16. I have two of the best guards in the country. I got the smooth operator and Mr. Kane at Iowa State. And I got my dude bringing all that shabazz. But, man, Mr. Napier over there at UConn, it's going to be very interesting. But I'm rolling with the Big 12. I'm going with Big Daddy K, who's operator. Give it to me.
We're moving out west. Got number one Arizona against number four San Diego State. Who you got?
I love you, Steve. Mr. Fisher, that is over there, at, you know what I'm saying, San Diego State, I love you, but you need more people. That's what Jay-Z told those guys. You need more people. I just think that U of A is just too loaded for those guys, and I have U of A advancing.
Number six, Baylor, playing number two, Wisconsin. Who you got?
That's an intriguing game. Styles win fights. So this is a mismatch on either side. It's going to be very interesting. Wisconsin has got real athletic, but I'm going with Baylor. Like DMX would say, I'm kind of hot right now. And I'm looking at Baylor being hot.
That's what's up. Those are taking place in Anaheim, California. That's going to be a lot of fans over there. All right, moving on to Indianapolis. Number eight, Kentucky versus number four, Louisville. Who you got?
Ooh-wee.
This right here, it's all on what Russ Diculous does, and I told you about that matchup. Who wins the matchup between Julius Randle and Mr. Harrell over there? So I'm going with Louisville. Reason being, I got one of my youngins in my AU team, Mr. Terry Rozier over there. Big up to old Terry. He went to Shaker Heights school that my daughter graduated from, and my nephew, Mr., you know what I mean, D-Mac Jr. So I'm going with Louisville because I got one of my youngins, and he's doing well coming off that bench. So I'm going with the Cardinals.
Last game, number 11, Tennessee against number two, Michigan. Who you got?
I just think that they're just a little bit more talented. I know Tennessee is hot. They've won three straight. And I know it's what you would call, you know what I mean, big momentum. But Michigan is playing good, too. So I'm going to go with the Big Ten. And I know people in Ohio do not like me cheering for that team that's from up north. But they're playing with some efficiency right now. I'm going with Michigan.
There you have it. That's L Boogie's Elite Eight. We'll get his Final Four on Friday, which will actually, we'll be ready for Sunday. Because, it's going down. L Boogie, you know we got to jump back into the asylum. It's our big brother, Ty. You know he always like joining and chiming in with us. I know he got a lot to talk about. So let's take it out back to the land. Yo, big brother D-Mac, you know you all live with the streets, man. It's your boy, L Boogie T-Ro. What's happening?
What's good, fellas? How y'all doing tonight, man?
Oh, man, we just chilling in the asylum, man, trying to get right in the booth, man. L Boogie been feeling some kind of type of way about Coach K and Duke. And, you know, it's a Sweet 16 type of Monday, baby. How you feel about what you saw over the weekend? Tell me what's your thoughts.
Hey, man, once again, man, the NCAA March Madness is big, man. And, you know, y'all hit it, man. Nobody's never gonna win $1 billion and get a perfect bracket, man. Too many teams.
I'm very perturbed about what's going on.
They getting up for these games, man. But that's any sport, you know what I'm saying? When the playoffs come, championships on the line, everybody get up, man. Everybody get up. So, you know, these teams, they getting up. Hey, I'm feeling some type of way about Coach K and a lot of these coaches that have been coaching over 30-something years, man. It's time to get some of these other dudes like the Grant Hills and the Dawkins and them. Get these dudes to coach, man. I mean, it's time for these guys to go. You know, they got their millions of dollars, man. They need to go off in the sunset and chill and let some of these other cats come and coach, man. I mean, look at Danny Manning, you know what I'm saying? He doing his thing for Tulsa, you know what I'm saying? These guys that didn't, you know, really do nothing good in the league all like that. But they were decent college players. Let them guys come in, man. These other cats got their money. Go fall back.
Let's not get it twisted. These guys have been to Final Fours. They have national championship pedigree, and they've been great recruiters under other coaches like the Patinos and like the Coach K. So, yeah, I think it's time for maybe Coach K and my man. I love him to death, but maybe Jimmy Boeheim. It might be a time for a change in a couple years. These guys talking about
hey,
they
I'm,
feel good.
I'm glad, you,
like
I'm
that,
glad
but,
you said that.
You know,
Boogie. I was going to mention your great name, but I said I ain't going to say it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to hit on a lot of coaches, but you said it yourself. He's one of the guys too in a couple of years that need to go, man. I mean, you know, let these young cats, you know, come up and do their thing, man. You know what I'm saying? The Steve Webbs and, you know, some of these other guys, man. Give them chances, man. These guys got their millions of dollars. Let them fall off, you know what I'm saying? I mean, look at the Manhattan and them coach that coached under Rick Pitino for 11 years and stuff. I mean, I guarantee he's going to have a good recruiting class coming in. Just, you know, what he did in making a tournament and, you know, how they played against Louisville and stuff. So
Listen to this. No, he won't have a good recruiting class. What he will have is a new job.
They're going to show him the money.
No, but what I'm saying is after a period of time, other places are going to show him the money, and he's going to go somewhere else bigger than Manhattan. Let's be honest.
Yes, sir. I agree. I wanted to hit on one note, too, man. Y'all do the Mitch, your boy the Mitch called in, man. Hey, man, Mike Vick, y'all know I love him to death, man. But when he said he's going to be the one to take the Jets over the top and get them past Tom Brady and stuff, man, let's be realistic, man. That is not going to happen at all. He's going to go to the Jets. He's going to mentor Geno, you know what I'm saying? And that's about all he's going to do, man. That's it. Him beating
don't forget,
the
don't
and
forget
all this
to put
stuff
in there.
Not about to happen. He's crazy.
Don't forget to put in there. He's going to mention Geno after he's been got concussed.
After he got what?
Concussed. Because trust me, every player has good games. But once they figure you out, sometimes you go to the MASH unit. Ask him after he had a high year in with the Eagles. After they figured him out, he got concussed. And after that, he got concussed. And after that, he became a bag of bones. He don't know if they playing on Sunday or Thursday.
I don't know why my man Mike Vick, man, just don't go over to ESPN, the NFL Network, man, to take one of these little analyst jobs, man. I don't know what's the problem, man. I'm assuming he got his money back from when he got locked up and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Not all of it.
This is last hoorah.
Don't forget about those ABC boys, the IRS.
I thought he paid them more cash off.
Yeah, he paid him off. Now he's going to eat off this million-dollar contract.
Okay, that's good. But the show hot, man, everything y'all talking about is good. Hey, I got Arizona going all the way. My man, the Mitch, said nobody ain't been talking about him. I played one bracket. That's it. And I'm doing fairly decent, just as good as, you know, y'all guys, anybody else can be. But I have Arizona winning the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all heard me say it last week. And all, Arizona, that's my team, man. I think them dudes gonna they gonna do the damn thing. It's gonna be them in Florida.
They better do something, because I need a parade. I need to be in it, you know what I'm saying, shaking a champagne bottle, walking down the street.
And L Boogie, what's up with you? What you on a dating bandwagon now because they beat your boys, you know what I'm saying? I told you, I shot you a kite when they got ready to play. Hey, you need to jump on this bandwagon, because as you can recall, I jumped off the Syracuse bandwagon, you know what I'm saying? And I shot you a kite. And said, hey, your boys them going down. So now you want to roll with Dayton, huh? Now you want to say, oh, they is from Ohio. They the Ohio players. Come on, L Boogie. I don't like that, man.
I'm going with the momentum of what I've seen. I didn't see this before. So I'm going
you,
on what I see now.
You down there in Arizona. And the sunny, and
you know,
and
what
the
I'm
sunny
saying
too.
Is that
you ain't paying attention to Dayton. I was. Me and the chef.
You weren't paying attention to Dayton because of you watch them. You paid attention to Dayton because they was playing against Ohio State and my guy Syracuse. Let's be honest.
Man, I'm telling you, I pay attention to certain teams. And Dayton was going to knock off Ohio State, and they was going to knock off Syracuse because those two teams in the regular season started off good and started down spiraling towards the end of the season. And going into the NCAA tournament, it wasn't going to happen. That's why I jumped ship from Syracuse because I knew they wasn't going to do nothing. I seen it coming, baby.
We're going to need your Final Four picks on Friday, so I hope you're ready for that.
Oh, man, I give it to y'all. No, I know. I mean, Friday, today, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Arizona winning it all. That's who I'm going with. And I'm sure my Final Four is going to be the same as everybody else's that's got teams left. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even though Duke and a couple other teams hurt us, I'm sure you guys still got Florida, Michigan State, Michigan, Louisville. I mean, we all still right. We ain't getting that $1 billion, but I'm sure we all
right.
Still right there, though.
Right. You're right about that, because this is on time. I got Michigan State. I think it's going to let them boys just let them go.
No, they can't beat Florida.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Now, Florida got some grown men, but Michigan State got some grown gangsters on their squad.
Okay. We'll see. They'll make it to the Final Four and play each other. It's teams like Florida that, you know, a good team like Michigan State, to me. You know what I'm saying? And then Kentucky and Louisville. Hey, I will tell y'all this. I think that game is going to be interesting, man. Kentucky is playing high right now. You know what I'm saying? Those freshmen and them that they got. And they done beat Louisville this year already. You know what I'm saying? So going into this game here, I mean, I got Louisville winning, but it's going to be tough, man. These guys gonna have to, you know, really step that game up for Louisville. They guards and them, and, you know, they're going to have to play big. The matchup L Boogie talked about is big too, but man, Kentucky, they beat them already. They beat Wichita State, you know what I'm saying? The team that was undefeated, that, you know, hey, I agree with your L Boogie. The refs in there, man, oh my, it's like the NCAA in Vegas or somebody. They really didn't want these guys, Wichita State, to go far at all, you know what I'm saying? With where they put them at, and, you know, they made it hard for them guys to even try to make it to the Sweet 16 or, you know, the Elite Eight, Final Four, or whatever it was. So, I mean, you know, they got some ballers on their team, a couple definitely NBA prospects and stuff like that. You would definitely hear more about Wichita State if they had a Kentucky logo or a Michigan logo, but it's Wichita State, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I still thought that Wichita State would at least be Kentucky, but I had to give John Calipari some credit. He brought those young guys in, and they fought to the end and imposed their will.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, they did. But they got a tough game, man, on their hand with Louisville. But that's gonna be big, man. I'm ready to. That's the game of the week next week for me. You know what I'm saying? Louisville and Kentucky.
Yeah, that's your game of the week, but like I said, mine is the UConn-Iowa State game.
Hey, I got Iowa State beating them, though. I got Iowa State going kind of far. We're making it to the next round, making it to the Elite Eight, and then, losing to Michigan State, if I'm not mistaken, in that bracket. But that's going to be a good game. That point guard matchup is definitely did.
I have more questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Number one, the comments that Chris Bosh and LeBron James said about those guys losing the last 7 out of 11, not being happy. What do you think about that?
I mean, right now that they playing like, I mean, they don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's like they could turn it on or turn it off. I mean, I don't think that, you know, they're going to win again anyway. I think they're about to break that whole little squad up this year. You know what I'm saying? Either LeBron's going to, you know, go to New York, go to L.A., come back to Cleveland or something. But, I mean, I think this is they overrated now. You know what I'm saying? And then looking at the NCAA, you best believe it's going to expire them NBA teams when the playoffs come, like, man, we could beat Miami. You know what I'm saying? We can beat LeBron, the chosen one, and D Wade, and then, you know, we can knock these guys off. The Miami's, the Indianas and the Chicago Bulls and stuff. Watching March Madness, gonna let these guys know, like, man, hey, we can beat these dudes, man. And I mean, LeBron needs to fire his team up, man. They're not playing good. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we'll see, man. I'm ready for the NBA playoffs to start soon as March Madness and stuff is over. Let's get down to the nitty gritty, so you know we can get Miami up out of here. I'm ready to see a new champ, man.
Why you hating on the Heat? You ain't never hate on Jordan when he was 1-6 or 3 in a row.
Hey, man. First of all, Mike never, you know, had excuses. You know, he played with the flu virus, and you know, your boy, he already know they gonna lose. I'm keeping 100 with you now. LeBron know that, you know, they going down this year. He know it's all bad. So he coming up with all these little excuses with the shirts and his back and this and that. He the one who chose to play all this basketball, to play in the Olympics and this and that and all that. So this is a little way of when they lose, because he know it's not going to happen. He know their team ain't built for it this year. You know what I'm saying? There's too many people, the Kevin, the Rants, the Indiana, the Paul George and them, that's coming for these dudes' heads, man. The San Antonio Spurs and stuff, they shouldn't have won last year. So now this is his way, him and Bosh and them, to where the team ain't playing good and we hurt and this and that. And a bunch of excuses, man. Bunch of excuses.
Question of the night, do you think there will ever be a perfect bracket?
I hit on that a little bit earlier, but, man, you can't never say never, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, somebody might just be that lucky one day to sit down and, you know, hey, I'm going to pick this team because of this mascot. I'm going to pick this team because of the color. And it might happen. You know what I'm saying? Do I think it can happen? No, because it's always some, it's 68 teams, you know what I'm saying? So it's bound for somebody to get upset and lose. But you can never say never, man, you know what I'm saying? Never say never. Let's hope it's one of us that next year my man come with this $1 billion and, you know, we put our heads together and we do this, man. And, you know, you never know, though. One day the sun, the moon, the stars, everything might be aligned and it might be a perfect bracket. So we can't never say never.
There you have it.
And
D-Mac.
And on that note, fellas, I'll see y'all Friday with the Final Four pick and stuff. Calling in. I love y'all guys, man.
No doubt. I love you too, big dog. And don't forget, as usual, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
You
what's
know
up,
it.
Big brother? Yeah, buddy. That was big brother D-Mac. You know how we get down, man. That's the big brother. Be covered with it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, never say never, say never. Who sung that song? I don't know.
You! You know what he's trying to sing, man. Like you, you know, KC or JoJo from Jodeci or something. Oh, yeah.
Well,
this guy here.
To the bank. This is how I feel right now.
I just know you do. 347-855-8896. You need the asylum. Don't forget, catch us on the Global Network One. Man, big shout out. Man, happy birthday to Lynette, man. She had a birthday Saturday too, man. She kicked it. That's what she told me. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go.
Line of saw, look, bury me with my dog. I look to my left, I look to my right. All I see is my blood, all I see is my life. If it go down tonight, my nigga, look out for mama. Been robbing my whole life, I gotta look out for karma. Selling them white squares, I swear I'm well prepared. 50 in my chopper, whoever could go to hell. Chopper still, he speaking. Block, he getting hotter when them niggas go to beefing. Sliding until we got him. I got him. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean draws. Line us all up, just burying it with my dogs. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean draws. Line us all up, just burying it with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up. Bury me with my dog. Bury me with my dog. Bury me with my dog. Line us all up. Bury me with my dog.
Hey, machine gun man, seen them on the news. Every gun I had was one of home invader. Couldn't you? Little nigga kept me slipping. I refused. Not a chance. Listen, dude, tip can use any tune on the man. And don't think that I can't hit you. Cause it ain't in my hand. Got a sniper, drop your ass where you stand. Understand? 50 cal with a scope and a chopper. Boy, you got the plan away. Straight to the undertaker. No need for the chopper. Should I die, lay me next to my daughter Leia in my pocket. Break your ass off something proper with that block, block, block. Did you what I gotta do? It's me or you. And boy, I'm staying. Know that I just playing, I just playing.
If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean draws. Line us all up, just burying it with my dogs. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean draws. Line us all up, just burying it with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dog.
Bury me with my dogs. Man, bury me with my dogs. 347-855-8896. We on live every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, yo,
Ro. Give us your final thoughts, man, before I get Amisha's mind and get up out of here.
One quick news, man, or shall I say two. The Philadelphia 76ers lost again. That's made 25 straight. Baseball news. Alex Colon, you's a dummy. What the hell you been thinking about? Alex Colon is the pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays. Been busted on them roids. He's the second player this season to have to serve a suspension. First time being caught, 50 games. You big dummy. Shout out to your AJ and Global Network One. Shout out to my mama for calling in and my daddy for calling in. Skeeter Moe, North Park, Texas, Jordan Mickey, LSU. My wife's birthday was yesterday. Everybody in the studio and everybody across the land on the web. L Bookie. Give us your breakdown, baby.
Breakdown is this. What's on my mind? Should these college athletes be compensated for their talent? Should it just be a college scholarship, or should they be paid more than per diem at the venue? Should they be given money after they leave? What about if they get a concussion and they're on disability and they're only getting $500, maybe $600 a month? Should they be compensated? I'm looking at these games and I'm looking at the millions. And Mr. Buffett willing to put up $1 billion on these young men and young ladies for the collegiate game. Should these athletes be paid? That's something to think about. And that was something that was on my mind. Man, big shout out to everybody down at Thurgood Marshall, Huff Avenue. You know what I mean? Terry Rozier, my man, playing out there in Louisville. Big up to you. Man, big up to East Tech. They went downstate, city school from Cleveland, man. You know what I mean? That hasn't been done since the 60s. You know what I mean? Big up to Cookie Meeks. Pook, I see you. Man, all my youngins. And don't forget T-Raw. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Boy, I love it when you say that right there, boy. That's my favorite part, boy. That's my L Boogie. Oh, boy, I tell you. But that's my dude.
I see you. Man, let's get out of here. Until Friday, we got to get back in our cell. Oh, man. Here come the ward. Let's go.
Yeah. Clearing up for you.
All right.
Yeah. My niggas look mad.
All right.
Y'all supposed to be happy on the street. Y'all niggas look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these niggas. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. Know this dope being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't wanna be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists wanna see me dead. Niggas put rifles on my head. Now I got 2 rock bottles by my bed. I beat them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? These kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thuggin' the world of the war zone. My homies is inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. So scheming on ways to put some greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling, crossing the beans on the rims that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are born. I'm like a phoenix, finally seeing on the dope is gone. My nerves are wet, heart beating in my head is swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Easy now. Side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but before my niggas like doing, get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game, dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remain, burning back lacks the Chevys on the wrong. And I it's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Fuck up in, formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad to see, so I need to hit a lick drastically. How these some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't feed you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. The time I count the profit, kick you up, you got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm clocking. I get the liquor, and you can get the females. It's crooked shit that we infect and get the street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on swollen, balls hog in this pocket.
Nigga,
picture us rubber.